so happy to be with you. I love your program. I love your family and your ministry, and it's a joy to be with you tonight.
Speaking of my family, Kathy and my daughter Donna and I had the privilege of being with you for a weekend last September in your church, Preaching Christ Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. And I know that our friends at WRJZ have been running some promos this week, so I would anticipate we'll have some phone calls from your part of the country. The toll-free number, by the way, is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. Chad, let's start off with a perspective on suffering. How would Scripture help us to understand the right perspective on suffering?
Well, you know, Don, as you know, I am completely blind, and I lost eyesight less than 5 years ago.
Yes.
And I tell you, without the Scriptures, I think it would be almost impossible to have the right perspective on suffering. And as I've walked this particular suffering in my own life, it has been Scripture that has lifted me so many times from this so often discouragement, this despair that can grip me so often if I'm not careful. And it's the Scriptures that lift me out of that. Yeah, Scripture has a great deal to tell us in our sufferings. And one of the ones that God first brought me to was in 1 Corinthians 12, of course. Paul suffered in his body, right?
Yes.
He said, I have been given a thorn in the flesh.
Yes.
And one of the first things the Lord brought me to as I faced blindness was how often the Lord brings suffering into our life, that he allows things to happen. And I had a choice. Either I was going to see this blindness as complete calamity. I was going to see it as, how am I going to go forward? This has completely changed and rearranged my life. Or I was going to see it as a gift. I was going to see it as something that I have been given an opportunity to glorify God in the most unique of ways. And what the Lord continuously taught me in those early days of going blind is that all of eternity, believers, we are going to have an entire eternity of no more suffering. But we only have a few days that we suffer on this earth to really glorify God. And the way we glorify God in our sufferings on this earth.
855-586-LIFE is our toll-free number. We'll be right back.
That unwanted vehicle of yours might not take you anywhere, but it can drive encouragement and hope to listeners everywhere. Donate it to Encouragement Live, and we'll pick it up, even if it isn't running. We'll use it to fund this ministry. It's easy and free. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. Get the eyesore out of your yard and donate that car today. Call 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
The focus is Jesus. The message is the gospel. The task is the Great Commission.
Global Advance founder Dr. David Shibley on the focus of his worldwide ministry.
Prayer is more important than ever before. These men live in danger, and our teams that go to minister to them are increasingly in danger.
To learn more about empowering frontline leaders worldwide, visit globaladvance.org. That's globaladvance.org. Tonight on Encouragement Live, a very special treat. My good friend, Pastor Chad Roberts from Kingsport, Tennessee, Preaching Christ Church. He is the lead pastor there. And Chad was telling us about how in 2018 he suffered blindness, but he continues his ministry being fully sustained by the grace of God. And if you'd like to talk with Chad, maybe you haven't experienced blindness, but you've experienced a great loss. You've experienced suffering. Maybe you're diagnosed with cancer. Maybe someone you've lost a loved one to AIDS, something of that nature, perhaps lost a job. The number is 855-586-LIFE. And by the way, a lot of our callers wait till later in the program to dial in, and I have a feeling that if you'd like to get in, you probably should call us right away. And Chad, I have a feeling there are going to be some folks from your part of the world, or as people would say in Alabama and Tennessee, your neck of the woods, are likely to want to call in and talk with you tonight. Now, we talked about the passage Paul mentioned in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7 and following through 9. He pleaded with the Lord three times that his thorn in the flesh would go away, and God told him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." That verse has been one of the most encouraging verses to me. I've not suffered blindness, but I walked through that journey with my dad, who suffered blindness, was actually driving a car home. He had gone blind in one eye, and he went blind in the second eye, and miraculously was able to drive the last few blocks home, park the car, never drove again. And I know how devastating blindness was for him. How were you able to encourage yourself in the Lord? I think of David, who encouraged himself in the Lord. And how did others encourage you in that adversity?
Well, you're exactly right, Don, in that scripture. The Lord's grace is able to sustain us. And he's able to strengthen us, and his grace is sufficient. I think as I was going into blindness, just like your father, I went blind first in one eye, and then I rapidly began losing eyesight in the other eye. So knowing that it was coming, I lost sight maybe a year, maybe 15 months later, I was completely blind. So I had that time to kind of prepare myself, both spiritually, as well as emotionally, and even my family, and just in every way I was trying to prepare. And I knew in my mind, I knew that God's grace would be sufficient, but I don't think I really understood just how sufficient his grace really is until I had to walk through it.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed how God's grace constantly kicks in.
The number is 855-586-5433. If Pastor Chad and I can be of encouragement to you tonight in the adversity you're experiencing, we would love to do so. The number again, 855-586-LIFE. Chad, what percentage of Christians suffer, would you say?
I would say everyone, to some degree, suffers.
100%.
Didn't Paul say we enter the kingdom through tribulation?
He did indeed, and Jesus told his disciples in the upper room, "In this world you will have tribulation." We'll be right back with Pastor Chad Roberts after this time out. Hello, I'm Don Hawkins. As a grandparent, I've become increasingly concerned that our grandchildren are being exposed in school and through the media to woke, liberal doctrines that will certainly undermine their Christian faith. That's why we've developed our Grand Coaching course, because I believe those of us who are Christian grandparents have the heart and conviction to help counter these evil influences. And with the skills and strategies in this course, with God's help, you can make a difference in the lives of your grandsons and granddaughters. While taking this course, you'll learn the basics of life coaching, the biblical foundation for Christian life coaching, the difference between coaching and counseling, and how to listen and ask cultivating questions to help your grandchildren make wise decisions. To learn more or sign up for the resources available, visit grandcoaching.org. That's one word, grandcoaching.org.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in a people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's SAT, 7usa.org.
With Original Medicare, you don't have a network. You can go to every hospital and doctor nationwide that is accepting Original Medicare.
Medicare can be so confusing. And Tony King says, with Medicare, what you don't know will hurt you.
Medicare Part C is Medicare Advantage plans. That's your HMOs, your PPOs. Medicare Part D is your prescription drug plan. No one wants a penalty. Nobody wants to have to pay more than they have to pay. You got to know how all these work, and that's what we explain.
Tony King has spent over 27 years as a leader in the Medicare field.
And when they get on Medicare, they're just bombarded with all sorts of mail, and they don't know what is the right thing to do. How do I enroll? What is the donut hole? And they get fearful.
You can learn more or find out about Tony's next Zoom conference at TonySays.com. That's TONISAYS. We're back on Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Pastor Chad Roberts is with me. He is the pastor of Preaching Christ Church in Kingsport, Tennessee, and has a broadcast, Awaken to Grace. It's heard by those of you who listen over WRJZ and other stations around the country, and it would be a great broadcast of Bible teaching if your station, your network would be interested in it. Chad also has a number of books, and you can find out about those books and actually order them at his website, awakenedtograce.com. That's awakenedtograce.com. And Chad, God has really enlarged your coast in terms of ministry in spite of the adversity in your life. Do you see a connection between the adversity and God opening doors for you?
Absolutely. Well, you know, when the blindness first came to my family, we had to make a deliberate choice. We had to intentionally say, we're not going to quit. We're not going to stop. We're not going to back down. We're going to go forward. And, you know, there was a great temptation because, you know, of course, Don, you preach yourself. And, you know, so often, you know, we use notes and things
sure.
like that. And now everything I preach, I have to memorize all the text, all the points. But I made an intentional decision. I'm not going to quit.
Good to hear and good to know. And I think about 2 Corinthians, where Paul twice in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 said, we must not ever give up. He said that in the early part of the chapter and then again later in the chapter. And I believe there are three major points that he made there, that faith keeps us going, that hope keeps us going, and perspective on the difference that you contrasted between our light momentary affliction and that ultimate glory that will be ours for all eternity. Would you like to elaborate on that, Chad?
Well, it's amazing to me the resolve that the Lord will give his people, especially when we suffer, as Scripture says, according to the will of God. You know, I think sometimes we suffer because we make poor decisions. But then there are other times that we didn't do anything to bring suffering on. It's just part of life. And sometimes it is part of God's plan. It's part of God's design for us. And I think exactly as you were saying, that faith, that hope, what a great perspective. And who gave a better perspective to the church than the Apostle Paul on how to suffer well to the glory of God?
So many different ways he suffered, and he cataloged those in 2 Corinthians. It's literally one of my favorite books in Scripture. It's hard to pick out a favorite, but because he gives a mandate for ministry and really a manual for ministry, but he also gives that mandate for dealing with suffering, and he touches on spiritual warfare. By the way, you have just finished writing an excellent book on spiritual warfare, and I'm praying with you that that book will be published very soon.
Thank you so much.
I think that'd be a great blessing. 855-586-LIFE is the number. And Brad came up with a great quote here. Sir Francis Bacon, prosperity is the blessing of the Old Testament. Adversity is the blessing of the New Testament. And rather interesting to pick up a quote like that. And of course, many people have commented on adversity and suffering. Peter had a lot to say about suffering. In fact, as I recall, Chad, in 1 Peter 4, he described two different kinds of suffering or reasons for suffering. Maybe you could help us understand that important perspective.
Yes. Well, you know, Scripture tells us that we shouldn't suffer, again, over poor decisions or over sinful decisions.
Yeah.
But there are times that we are called to suffer for the name of Christ. And I love what Peter told the church. Peter said that those who suffer according to the will of God, to me, that's what makes all the difference.
Yes.
If it is God's will for me to face a difficult season, then I want to do that, to glorify God. And then, of course, he said at the end of that verse, at the end of verse 19, he said, continue to do good. In other words, don't stop in the suffering. Don't stop glorifying God. Don't stop accomplishing his will. Keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what's helped me get through this season of blindness.
A perspective that the Lord Jesus had on that subject is in Luke 18:1. It says, Jesus spoke a parable that we should always pray and never quit or never give up. And
yes,
Chad, you were obviously tempted to quit, but you didn't. Tell us a little bit about how Sadie and your children were of encouragement to you and how your church family encouraged you.
Well, of course, I could have never continued on without them, I don't believe. I tell people, Don, my hardest days is when I dream in incredible, vivid imagery.
Yes.
And then I wake up and it's pitch black.
Yeah.
Those are my hardest days. And in the beginning, those were days I didn't want to get out of bed. And, you know, my family was right there saying, hey, you can do this. My church, oh, how I love my church.
Yes.
They were, and still to this day, they pray so fervently for me. And every time I felt like I couldn't take another step, I would feel the grace of God come and just sustain me. And I know for your listeners tonight, I know there are so many who they feel like they can't take one more step.
Yes.
And they feel like they are facing the trial, the storm of their life. Well, I tell you, I have found God to be nothing but faithful.
You're hearing it directly from Pastor Chad Roberts, blind since 2018, walking with the Lord, seeing God expand his ministry, and looking forward to the glory of heaven, where we won't have to worry about sight because we'll see him face to face. 855-586-LIFE is our number. Nelson is on the line from Texas tonight. Go ahead, Nelson. Good to hear from you.
Yes, I was a pastor for a number of years, and part of that time I was in Indiana. I took my vacation and went to the Library of Congress, and there I found an amazing study in, on fasting. And I found records of a doctor in Minneapolis who practiced from about 1880 to 1920, and he saw miracles, and he saw miraculous healing of all kinds of terminal diseases through fasting of people that he counseled.
Well, and you recall in the New Testament, Nelson, that the Lord confronted his disciples in Matthew 19 after the Transfiguration with the fact that there was a miracle they were not able to work, a demon they couldn't cast out because it didn't come out except by prayer and fasting. On the other hand, Chad, we reckon with the passage in 2 Corinthians 12 that you mentioned where the Apostle Paul, who healed people, who raised Eutychus from the dead, called on the Lord three times, and God chose not to heal him and said, my grace is sufficient. Give us a perspective, brother.
Well, exactly right. And I think even in Paul's case, he tells us why the Lord chose not to heal him, so that he wouldn't be puffed up with pride.
Yes.
You know, I think about Peter. Peter taught us that those who suffer cease from sin. You know,
yeah, right.
I've told the Lord many times, he is well able to open my eyes. He can speak the word, and the scales would fall from my eyes in an instant. But if God is more glorified in what I'm facing right now, I'll go through the refiner's fire if that's what glorifies him more. And if the healing glorifies him more so than that, I'll gladly go through that. You know, Hudson Taylor, that great missionary to China in the late 1800s, Hudson Taylor said, whether God leads me to a place of difficulty, I live by his grace. And whether God leads me in a place of luxury, I still need his grace. So then, Taylor said, the will of God is more so something for God to consider than for me, because either way, I live by the grace of God. What
Amen.
A perspective.
What a perspective for all of us. And Nelson, thank you for sharing the fact that our God is certainly able to work miracles, but as we recognize, God has a plan and a purpose. Lord, I pray tonight your blessing on Nelson, your encouragement for him. Mm-hmm. Lord, he has served you over the years, and he's been through adversity as well. We commit him to your care in Jesus' name. Amen. Jeanette is next on the line, listening in Oklahoma tonight. Good to hear from you, Jeanette. Go right ahead.
Hi, how are you tonight?
We are well, thanks.
Hi, I just had an encouraging word. I'm sorry. Sometimes we get put through things like Job. Sometimes it's blindness, sometimes it's back injuries, sometimes it's whatever it may be, hardships, deaths in the family, or all of the above. And I just want to encourage somebody tonight and let them know that God's always with them. God's always watching over them. God's always taking care of their needs before they, even though they have a need. And if you feel like you're far from God tonight, if you feel like you've done something that he can't forgive you for or whatever, just fall on your knees and cry out to him. He'll hear you because he's faithful even when we're not.
And
I just want to encourage somebody by letting them know that their love and they're cherished. And even when we get through things like Job, even when we have trials and suffering and hardship, he's always there and he's everything that we need. And that no matter the battle, he's with us in it. And we already have victory over whatever we face.
Thank you, Jeanette, for that great perspective. And Chad, would you lead us in prayer for Jeanette as an encourager? I think sometimes we need to really pray for those who offer encouragement.
That's right. Well, Lord, we thank you for Jeanette, and thank you for her heart to encourage others. What a gift from the Lord. And we just call her life. We call her household. We call all of her interests blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Jeanette, thank you so much for calling us.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Good to hear from you tonight. And toll-free number is available at 855-586-5433. Our team includes Rodney, Brad, Danny, Nikki, Riley, and Keith. And pray tonight for John Coleman, who's going through adversity health-wise, part of our team. Also for Kathy and for Mario and for Elizabeth. And thank you, folks, for joining us, for all of you listening to the program Encouragement Live. Pastor Chad Roberts and I will come back shortly. Again, his web address for ordering books, awakenedtograce.com. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Here's an intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Being a good steward of the resources God has entrusted to us means expanding them without exposing them to unnecessary risk.
Losing a significant portion of your retirement savings can be a devastating blow, but many experience this when their money is kept in the market.
I recently had a conversation with an 80-year-old client. She had lost more than $100,000 of her retirement in less than 8 months, and it was all because her financial planner had left her money at risk in the market.
His Faithful Stewards shows people how to stop gambling with their retirement, how to earn double-digit interest, and to never risk losing their money in a market downturn.
Many people don't realize until it's too late that their retirement is at risk in most 401ks. They don't know that there are safer ways to grow money while still earning a double-digit return.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free self-assessment tool that helps you to see if you're on track with your finances at HisFaithfulStewards.com. HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
Do you have an extra car taking up valuable space in your driveway? Let Encouragement Live take it off your hands. It's easy, free, and best of all, tax deductible. Get your driveway back and keep Encouragement Live rolling so more people can bridge the gap between their faith and everyday life. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. That's 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Very special program tonight on Encouragement Live with Pastor Chad Roberts. Maybe you've not been through the same kind of thing he has of losing your sight, but you've suffered a loss and adversity. We want to be of encouragement to you. And as Steve mentioned, that toll-free number, 855-586-5433. You talked about suffering well in the will of God, 1 Peter 4:19. And I think a part of that comes down to finding joy in suffering. And if God's will is that we suffer, Chad, what are some suggestions for finding joy in that journey?
Well, you know, James tells us in James chapter 1, verse 2, he tells us, count it all joy.
Yes.
I've always loved that word count because, again, it comes down to being intentional. Right. I think sometimes as Christ followers, Don, we live so much by emotion. And if we don't feel joyful, if we don't feel at peace, if we don't feel these things, then we just wait on the Lord to bring them to us. No, the scriptures tell us, count it all joy.
Yes.
Be deliberate. Be intentional. There were days that I would have to sit on the edge of my bed, and I had to say, no, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it. Doesn't scripture tell us we have to be doers of the word, right?
Yes, amen.
Not just hearers only.
Right.
And there are times you just have to intentionally, deliberately say, I'm going to be a joyful person, and I'm going to find my joy in Jesus and not in my circumstance.
It's a choice. I remember Frank Minerth and Paul Meyer's book, Happiness is a Choice, and really great title for a book, as is the title, Awakened to Grace. And maybe some of you would like to get a copy of Chad's book, and you can do so at the website, awakenedtograce.com. And Chad, your podcast, I know, are a source of joy for a lot of people, and it may be that you'd like to tell us a little bit about both your radio broadcast and your podcast ministry.
You know, Don, everything that we create, whether it's a sermon series, whether it's books or it's podcasts or it's whatever the case is, what we want is anyone who engages with our content, we want them to walk away with a deeper faith.
Yes.
And that's why everything we do has got one fingerprint on it, and it is spiritual maturity. We want to present everyone, as Paul said in Colossians 1:29, spiritually mature.
Amen. Great perspective. 855-586-5433 is the toll-free number. I want to come back to James 1 because I believe this is really a fundamental passage, verses 2 and 3. That word count there, as you know, Chad, is an accounting term. It has the idea of adding things up and coming up with a sum of joy. Now, we might clarify the difference between joy and happiness. Happiness sometimes is a human emotion, but joy is that deep abiding confidence that our God is in control and whatever circumstances have come our way, that He is able to sustain us. And as you say, we make that choice sometimes every single day. And some of you may have had the worst day of your life just this past week, and yet God is still on the throne. And I think about later in that passage, the verse that James wrote, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, under adversity. Mm. When he has stood the test, he'll receive the crown of life." There are rewards that are promised to those of us who love the Lord and who go through that adversity with joy. Talk about that.
Well, you know, my favorite word in that verse is remains. Because a lot of times, you know, I'm saying, "Lord, when is this going to be over? When are things going to change? How much longer do I have to endure this?" Well, what does the scriptures tell us? Blessed is the man who remains steadfast. I love that word. It just jumps right off the page to me.
Yeah, and James was one of those individuals who was a man of great prayer. He was, according to church historians, called Camel Knees because of the way he wore his knees out praying. You know, a lot of athletes these days wear their knees out playing sports. James wore his knees out on a far more worthwhile pursuit.
I agree with that.
And again, I come back to what Jesus said, that we're to always pray and never give up. How can a person encourage somebody in the right way, maybe some do's and don'ts of encouraging somebody who suffered the kind of adversity that you've been through, drastic life change because of losing vision or because of losing health, someone maybe who suffered an accident, or maybe someone who's lost a limb in Afghanistan or something of that nature?
Well, that's a wonderful question. And, you know, my mind first goes to Job's terrible friends.
Yes.
You know what people who are suffering don't need? They don't need your opinions.
Yeah.
The best thing you can do is give them the remedy of the Word of God.
Yes.
Let the Scriptures speak, and that's all we need. Amen.
Yes, amen to that. You know, somebody said, with friends like Job's, who needs enemies? And the other thought about that is, you know, if you have a wife who tells you to curse God and die, we know where she got that idea. You really have trouble. So he had the wrong kind of friends. He had a wife who was not supportive. And then this guy, you know, the last guy comes along, you know, and finally God rewards Job's steadfastness. And as James in James chapter 5 says, you have heard of the steadfastness of Job. Now, Chad, you've told us how not to operate, how not to be like Job's friends. So what are some specific do's?
Well, I think, as I've had close friends, Don, who have told me both things, they've said, "Chad, do you think Satan has caused this, or do you think God has caused this?" I go back to, you know, we keep talking about James tonight. I go back to James chapter 4, verse 7.
Yes.
Submit yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Resist the devil,
yes,
and he will flee from you. I don't spend my energy trying to figure out, is this God or Satan? I'm going to submit under God's plans for my life.
Yes.
And then whatever God allows, Satan's going to try to hinder. He's going to oppose. He's going to try to discourage. And I'm just going to resist that.
Yes.
To me, there's great encouragement in that.
Oh, tremendous encouragement. I'm beginning a series tomorrow morning, and my grandson Chris is sharing a testimony tomorrow morning at our church here, First Christian Wiley. And Chris and his fiancee Cora and their two friends, Ishmael and Israel, are sitting sitting out in the car listening. They came in a while ago into the studio and decided they would be better able to hear everything you had to say if they were listening on the radio. So they're listening over American Family Radio. But I'm beginning a series on Ephesians, and there are three words that were picked out by a Chinese author many years ago that describe the book of Ephesians: sit, walk, stand. And the first three chapters talk about being seated in the heavenlies and our wealth and our position in Christ. Chapters 4 and 5 and into chapter 6, a worthy walk. And then the section that you dealt with so well in your book on spiritual warfare, to stand against the wiles, the methods of the devil. And I think Paul, in that letter which he wrote to the Ephesian church, but which I believe was circulated among all of those churches in Asia Minor, I believe has a great message for us today.
Well, I think that's a perfect sermon for you to preach at Preaching Christ Church.
Well, I'd love to come back and
my friend.
Yeah, I want folks to come out. What time are your services tomorrow, by the way?
10:30 a.m. Yes.
Okay. You folks, that's Eastern time, and that's Kingsport, Tennessee. If you're listening in Knoxville, it's about an hour's drive up there. Just leave about 9 o'clock or so, and you can stop and get a cup of coffee and arrive and go right to Preaching Christ Church, and you'll be greatly blessed by Chad's ministry. Again, he does not preach from notes. He preaches led by the Spirit of God, and you'll be greatly blessed through his ministry. You know, there's a poem that you suggested that we take a look at, Chad, by Corrie Ten Boom. She's an example of somebody who suffered. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about her situation now, and then when we come back from the next break, we'll actually have that poem.
Well, she was a wonderful model of how Christians ought to view suffering. And, you know, she found herself in the midst of the Holocaust, and her family were hiding Jews, and they were caught. She was put into a concentration camp, and oh, the suffering that she overcame. And she came out on the other side with the right perspective, and I think she was a tremendous gift to the body of Christ.
Yes. I think about the story about a man who terribly assaulted her and how she saw him later. And she said her initial emotion was anger and rage. And then the Spirit of God just gave her a spirit of being able to say, I'm going to choose to forgive this individual who so terribly wronged me. Many times we have suffered because of the evil of someone else.
Yeah.
You know, I think of people who've been victims of crime, people who've suffered great adversity because of that, or had a loved one perhaps murdered. We've seen these shootings taking place in so many parts of our world today, and survivors of those kinds of things. Maybe a word from you that would encourage them at this point, Chad.
Well, one of my favorite examples that Corrie Ten Boom used to give is that of a tapestry. And, you know, when you, I'm sure many of your listeners have a tapestry hanging
yes.
in their home, and they're always beautiful. But, you know, the backside of a tapestry
yes.
is actually very ugly.
Yes.
It's chaos. It's messy. You can't see on the backside what the artist intended on the right side. And she would remind people, when we look up to heaven and pray, and when we're filled with these questions, why God, why didn't you not intervene? Why did you not change things? And we have to remember, we're looking at the bottom of heaven.
Yes.
We're not on the right side. We don't see what the artist is really doing. To me, that's a wonderful perspective.
Oh, that is. And we're going to come back with that poem, The Tapestry, the poem by Corrie Ten Boom, Life is But a Weaving. Pastor Chad Roberts is with me on the broadcast tonight. Our number, 855-586-5433. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Don Hawkins. As a grandparent, I've become increasingly concerned that our grandchildren are being exposed in school and through the media to woke, liberal doctrines that will certainly undermine their Christian faith. That's why we've developed our Grand Coaching course, because I believe those of us who are Christian grandparents have the heart and conviction to help counter these evil influences. And with the skills and strategies in this course, with God's help, you can make a difference in the lives of your grandsons and granddaughters. While taking this course, you'll learn the basics of life coaching, the biblical foundation for Christian life coaching, the difference between coaching and counseling, and how to listen and ask cultivating questions to help your grandchildren make wise decisions. To learn more or sign up for the resources available, visit grandcoaching.org. That's one word, grandcoaching.org.
Here's Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Being a good steward of the resources God has entrusted to us means expanding them without exposing them to unnecessary risk.
Losing a significant portion of your retirement savings can be a devastating blow, but many experience this when their money is kept in the market.
I recently had a conversation with an 80-year-old client. She had lost more than $100,000 of her retirement in less than 8 months, and it was all because her financial planner had left her money at risk in the market.
His Faithful Stewards shows people how to stop gambling with their retirement, how to earn double-digit interest, and to never risk losing their money in a market downturn.
Many people don't realize until it's too late that their retirement is at risk in most 401ks. They don't know that there's safer ways to grow money while still earning a double-digit return.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free self-assessment tool that helps you to see if you're on track with your finances at HisFaithfulStewards.com. HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Our final segment on Encouragement Live with Pastor Chad Roberts, the number 855-586-LIFE. And we're so glad the network is growing, life-changing radio in New England. Bill Blount and his entire team there, WARV, WBCI, WDER, WSDK, WSIFIF, and WVNE. Also tonight, Joy 620 WRJZ, plus 102.5 FM and 99.5 in Sevier County. WLJR, 88.5 FM in Birmingham, where I was listening last weekend. And WPEO in Peoria, American Family Radio nationwide. Joy Christian Radio in the Southeast, and worldwide on the worshipchannel.org. Chad, we really have a privilege every Saturday evening to minister encouragement to people. And as Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A, once said, you can tell if a person needs encouragement, just check to see if they're breathing.
Right? That's exactly right.
A lot of truth in that. We were talking about this poem, and I really, before we run out of time, I'd like to have you read this poem, Life is But a Weaving.
Oh, goodness, Don. Now, remember, I have to memorize everything, so you might have to help me here.
All right. Would
life
you?
Is,
yeah, go ahead. Yeah, life is.
Life is but a weaving between my Lord and me. I do not choose the colors. He worketh steadily.
Hmm. Oft times.
He weaveth with sorrow, and I in my foolish pride forget he sees the upper and I the underside.
And you know what? You really paraphrase that so well. You may not have every word down, but I guarantee you, Corey Ten Boom would be very pleased with what you're doing. Let me take the pressure off of you. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttle cease to fly will God unroll the canvas and reveal the reason why. The dark threads are as needful in the weaver's skillful hands as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern he has planned. He knows, he loves, he cares. Nothing this truth can dim. He gives the very best to those who leave the choice to him. And those, Chad, as you and I have put it together, are the words of Corey Ten Boom. And what a blessing to know the background of her experiences and how things worked out there. Let's go back to the phones. Israel is on the phone tonight, and I believe in Texas. Go ahead, Israel. You're on the air.
I was going to ask you, when you were 14, my age, What scripture would you go to when you're feeling low or sad?
Great to hear from you, Israel. Good. 14 years of age. Can you remember back that far, Chad? You're a relatively young man.
Well, it's still been a long time. But let me tell you, Israel, I walked with the Lord at age 14, just as I do today.
Yes.
And I'm glad that you're walking with the Lord as well. Jeremiah 29:11 probably was one of my favorite scriptures back then. And Psalm 34 has been a lifelong scripture for me. I would encourage you to dig deep into Psalm 34.
Yeah, there's so much in that passage. I think about verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. You know, I think it'd be very appropriate if you, Chad, would lead us in prayer for Israel, for God's guidance and direction on his life, and especially for those times when maybe he feels low.
Well, Lord, I thank you for Israel. And I thank you, God, for the plans that you have for his life, plans to give him a hope and a future. Lord, I just thank you that his heart is tender toward you. And I thank you, Lord, that his heart is sensitive toward you. And God, I pray that you will guide the steps of his life and that he will look to you, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, that he will look to you all the days of his life. May your blessings be greatly upon him, and
yes,
teach him, Lord, as you've taught me, that we don't live by our emotions. We live by our will, not our emotions. Sometimes he feels low. Help him to go forward in Jesus' name.
Amen. And
amen.
Israel, we're so glad to hear from you tonight. We'll ask our listening family to be praying for you and for your family and for God's blessing on your life. I want to encourage you with one thing that has really helped me. And I started this actually before I was 14, but I was right in the middle of it when I was 14. And that is memorizing scripture.
Wow.
I want to encourage you. In fact, I would encourage you to memorize Psalm out of Psalm 34, go in there and pick out a couple or three verses. Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5. And also, you might memorize Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6.
And, all right.
And I'll give one more, and that is Psalm 16:11. And Chad, that's a verse that I find a great life verse for a lot of people. You will show me the path of life. In your fullness is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And so, Israel, we're so glad you called us tonight. Love to have more teenagers calling in on this program, too. God bless you, my friend.
Wow. God bless you, too.
All right. We had a note from Babo, who's listening in Louisiana, one of our regular listeners and callers. She really likes this program. She says she'd like to have more programs like this one. I think that's a great idea, Chad. I want to tell you, you have been an encouragement to a lot of people tonight, and I am very encouraged with this. Maybe a word of encouragement for those in vocational ministry, pastors, missionaries, some of them going through some really difficult times. I was involved in two pastors' conferences in India a couple of 3 weeks ago. And during that time, talked with and shared some encouragement with some who are really going through adversity, some actually suffering persecution. And as you know, some of that is taking place in parts of the world today. And I think the words that we've shared from 1 Peter 4 and from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and chapter 12 could be of encouragement. But I think you have some direct words of encouragement for those in ministry.
Well, I would say to my brothers and sisters in ministry, I would say 2 Corinthians 4:1, you know, Paul said, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart.
Yes.
And I love that perspective, by the mercy of God. Sometimes Satan will try to tell us, oh, you deserve this, or you deserve better, or you should have a bigger this or bigger that. No, our perspective should be the ministry the Lord has given us. It is by the mercy of God. And because of that, when we got the right perspective, it's going to keep us, it's going to preserve us, and we're not going to lose heart. And as you know, Don, when Paul called himself a minister, you know, the word picture there is in the underbelly of the ship. rowing it forward.
Yes.
In ministry, we're not behind the wheel, are we?
No.
We're down in the bottom of the ship, and we're the ones rowing it forward. What a great perspective Paul gave us.
Yeah, and even church leaders, I think about the term deacon. And, you know, the deacon was the person who swept the place out and stirred up the dust. And that's the picture behind that word. And ultimately, another word that's typically used that the Lord Jesus Christ used of himself, he said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, to give his life a ransom for many. Ultimately, the Savior is our perspective. And as we grow in grace and knowledge of him, and you know, that those were the last words of the Apostle Peter. Now, think about all that Peter went through and, you know, how Satan desired him. And Jesus said, I prayed for you that your faith not fail. And when you've gotten straightened out, then you encourage your brothers. And Peter certainly did that in 1 Peter 5, encourage those who are elders and shepherds and along with his own ministry there. But he wrapped up 2 Peter by saying, keep growing in grace and knowledge. Israel certainly needs to keep growing. Others who are a little further down the road, like Babbo, need to keep growing. You and I need to keep growing. What are some keys to spiritual growth that you have found effective, Chad?
Well, I keep my nose in the center of the Scriptures.
Yes.
I try not to get distracted with anything other than the Word of God.
Yes.
You know, what does the Scripture say? When the earth is passed away, it's the Word of God that's going to remain forever.
Yes. Mm.
And I think if we, you know, I love that verse in 1 John, you are strong. And why are you strong?
The Word of God.
Because the Word of God abides in you. Mm, amen?
Yeah. Amen.
it's everything.
Yeah, it abides.
It's not part of it.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful word picture. The Word of God abides. It's at home in us. And obviously, if we're engaged in sin in our lives, the Word of God's not going to be at home in our lives. But if we are, as chapter 1 of 1 John says, walking in the light, as he is in the light, we're in fellowship with him. His blood cleanses us from all sins. And what a joy that is to be able to represent him and to encourage others and to share the gospel. Now, maybe that somebody's listening tonight, Chad, who hasn't trusted Christ. I think that would be a great note for us to end on. How can they come to know the assurance of trusting Christ?
Well, you know, I love the book of 1 John because over and over, it says that you may know, that you may know you have eternal life. God wants you to have assurance that you are born again. But the only way to get that is you must confess your sins. You have to acknowledge that the only salvation for you is not certainly in yourself. It's certainly not in other people. It's not in your good morals. It's not in your good intentions. The only salvation is found in faith in Jesus Christ. And it's through repentance that that faith becomes a reality. So yes, we must look to the Lord. Repent and believe.
And friend, right now, just in the quietness of this moment as we wind up this program, you can pray this prayer or one like it. Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. I turn from my sin and self, and I turn to you in faith. I trust you as my Savior, believing you died for me and rose again. And friend, if you've done that, we want to hear from you. You can go to Chad's website, awakentograce.com. Let him know that you've trusted Christ tonight, or you can visit our website, encouragementlive.org. Chad, thank you so much for sharing with us tonight, brother.
Thank you, Don.
And friend, great to have you with us on Encouragement Live.